Job chapter 39. Do you know when the mountain goats give birth? Have you seen when the wild deer births her fawns? Can you number the months they carry their young to term? Do you know the time when they give birth? They crouch, they bring forth their young, they deliver their offspring. Their young ones grow strong, they grow up in the open field, they go out and do not return. Who has freed the wild donkey? Who unleashed the ropes of the wild donkey? I have appointed the wilderness for its home, and the salt land for his dwelling place. It scorns the tumult of the town. It does not hear the shouts of the driver. It ranges the mountains as its pasture, and searches for anything that is green. Will the wild ox be willing to serve you? Will it spend the night in your stall? Can you bind the wild ox to the furrow with a rope? Will you plow the valleys after you? Can you trust him because his strength is great? Will you leave it to do your labor? Can you rely on it to bring home your grain and gather grain to your threshing floor? The wings of the ostrich flap with joy, but its pinions and plumage is no comparison to the stork's. For she leaves her eggs on the ground and warms them in the dust, then forgets that a foot may crush them or that a wild beast may trample them. She treats her young abusively as if they were not hers, though her labor is in vain. She does not care. For God has deprived her of wisdom and did not grant her understanding. But whenever she springs up to run, she laughs at the horse and its rider. Have you given the horse its might? Have you clothed his neck with a flowing mane? Have you made it leap like a locust? His majestic snorting is terrifying. It paws in the valley and rejoices in its strength. It charges out to meet the weapons. It laughs at fear and is not dismayed, nor does it turn back from the sword. The quiver rattles against it, the flashing spear and javelin. It swallows the ground with fierceness and rage. It cannot stand still when the trumpet blows. At the sound of the trumpet, it snorts. Aha! It smells the battle in the distance, the thunder of the captains, and the battle cries. Is it by your wisdom that the hawk soars and spreads its wings to the south? Is it at your command that the eagle mounts up and makes its nest on high? It lives on the cliff and lodges there, and on the rocky crag is its stronghold. From there it spies out its prey, its eyes see from a distance. Its young ones consume blood, and where the slain are, there it is.